Go ahead and call the budget meeting to order here for Hammond City Council, September 17, 2019. Call the budget floor, Chuck.
Typically, we haven't.
We haven't, right?
No. It's kind of a work session.
Right into the work session, for the work session for budgets.
First thing I want to go over is there's a big 12 by 18 sheet on the table here. Kind of the biggest thing I put together, because our biggest expense kind of to look at and consider for the budget is street improvements. So I looked at Jacob Street, Brad Street, Maria and Louisa, roughly about what the high and low costs to redo them streets would be. So basically, Jacob Street ranged from 142 to about 160,000. Brad Street ranged from about 207,000 to 233,000. Maria Avenue estimated cost around 98,000 to 110,000. And roughly about the same numbers for Louisa Street. And this is for basic mill and overlay for these streets. So kind of what I put together is, so we kind of have, these are kind of our priority four streets for the next 5 years. Kind of looked at the monies we have coming in 2020 through 2024. And then also what we have in our special revenue fund for street improvements. So as you can see, the total cost for the pavement improvements is 545,000 to about $613,000. And what we have based on using our LGA amounts over them years and reserves, we have projected monies of $554,400. So this kind of shows you for 5 years where we're at, kind of what the possible shortfall would be. Kind of a thought process I have is looking at prioritizing what streets we want to do for 2020. And then also, you know, look at the streets, the remaining other three streets and prioritizing them by year. One thing too we might want to consider looking is maybe we want to add $5,000-$10,000 into the budget so we can cover these costs over that 5 year period. I mean, we're showing 554, we're showing 544 on the low end, but you know, in 5 years, who knows what oil's going to do or what those cost increases may be. So that may be something to look at, you know, as we look at the preliminary budget and as we get into the final budget, we'll kind of want to look at doing a prioritization of, you know, them streets over a 5 year period. So I thought this would be the easiest way for us to kind of break that down and look at our expenses, you know, for the streets. Because they're typically, you know, barring any major other repairs or issues, that should be our main concerns over the next 5 years. We've pretty much done all the roofs. I did a drive. Me and Greg kind of toured the whole town and buildings the one day, and we looked at a few things. And some of the things basically we looked at was like seal coating and crack sealing too. And kind of what we thought there is we should look at doing the parking lot should probably maybe be the next priority based on the shape of the streets. So the parking lot in the park, both parking lots in the park are going to need to be addressed. Some of the other things we looked at is the food stand. Within the next year or two, that's going to need to be re-roofed. Everything else is done. The siding, soffit, fascia is done. The re-roofing is going to need to be done on that. We have it budgeted this year to do the bathrooms. And then next year, or the year after that, we're going to have to look at budgeting monies to reshingle the food stand in the park. Some of the other things we also looked at was if we wanted to update LED lightings, which we've kind of done over the years. The next thing would be for the water treatment plant. And then Greg, only thing Greg had is we may possibly need a new freezer chest at the hall. And then just to continue the monies in there to swap chairs out each year. Tables were good. Chairs, there's still about 100 of them chairs that are pretty old that we would like to get updated. So really, other than that, for the 2020 budget, them are kind of the main things to look at. Like I said, when I put things together, looking at the other main thing that we need to take into consideration is the hall driveway there to the north of the hall. So that's the other thing we need to look at on the rough costs and what that's going to cost us to reconstruct that and overlay. We had the money in this year's budget to redo the staff, so that money will stay there and will be available for next year. But basically, the rough cost of what that driveway is going to be is one of the things I'm still working to get some prices on, and that may be the other big expense that we would have. As far as repair items, I don't see anything else outside, the ordinary. I mean, I can't predict everything, but there's always something that comes up here and there that we may run into. But as far as roofs are pretty much almost done. Like I said, I met with Greg. We went through buildings and looked at everything, and that's basically kind of what we got for the year. And then also what I like to, things that we may want to look at and consider. I know it's kind of small. My eyes aren't even that great, but might have to divide this out here now, the wish list items here. So, and that's also another thing, to look at as we move forward for the year. I'll pull that up, put it on
the... The streets here that you have, the color coding is just the fact of putting the streets together. That one is not necessarily which one's in more disarray than the other.
No, there's no priority yet. Right now, Brad's the biggest expense. Brad's, it's rough. Jacob Street's rough. But the main thing I'd say probably now, alligator-wise, looking at, me and Greg looked at this, you got Jacob and Marie and Louisa, they're starting alligator pretty bad. So them are kind of the worst shaped streets. But
1988.
Yeah. So kind of, Marie and Louisa there, them are, and I believe Jacob too, that was right around that time.
I think that's the old street we got, right?
Yeah.
Without anything done to it. I would say that under the leadership, as long as we're going to do from the intersection now and shoot it.
And
nice to do it.
Right.
Tracks and get it over with.
That's kind of my thought process too, is that, so next year we're also going to be doing, that looping there, and then doing that small section from Broadway to Sheely. So then it would be, boom, get it done.
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
And the milling overlay versus, I would say, the grinding and reshaping would probably be our best bet on a lot of them, because of all the dips and the cracks. We're still going to have them dips and cracks, if you know it. Where I would say we should reclaim it and then reshape it, take the excess off,
for Jacob. Yeah, there are a few.
What does that do for cost? Can we do that? Versus,
I don't know what the cost is versus the mill versus the
grinding.
I think the grinding is cheaper than the mill. I think.
And that's something I can check with engineers on to see roughly what we're looking at cost there. Would I try to just get a rough unit cost per square yard? So I can look at that, for Jacob Street.
I didn't realize that Maria was 814 feet long from the old post office down to Jacob.
Yeah, because it was that address.
How much longer do we have big trucks going down Brad? Or are we done with big trucks going down Brad?
I think that is a truck route, isn't it?
No, but I mean, just with all the stuff that's going on with the property back there. Do you have any idea, Jeremy, how many, are we gonna see a lot more big truck traffic going down Rad to go back to the project?
I would say you're gonna see some cement trucks and probably lumber trucks.
Maybe wait till those trucks as best we can or have that one on the docket.
Yeah, because I had a great idea and curb or nothing for it.
Yeah, because what they got, Scott, is for Maria, like from Jacob to Central, they got near 564. And then from Central to Louisa, 250 feet. You know, just going off. I mean, me and Greg can go walk them just to double check, you know, before the next meeting. And then they got from like 314 feet from Louisa to Henrietta. Well, they got Henrietta down here, but I'm sure they need railroad.
Yeah, there's gonna be, probably straight up from the ballpark there on, let's see, it'll be Louisa. That's really bad there.
It is.
It's starting to chew up.
Yeah, it's almost like the wear is coming right off, or the seal coating's coming all off.
Another guy could grind that and get the base of gadget, spending money on it. If we're gonna look at maybe you want to get at it next year, we can. There were the only two streets left, is Bernie and Jacob, and they're from the 1988 area. That's left. And really, it held up good for 30 years.
30 plus years, yeah.
You got thoughts on the streets? Sound like grinding and reclaiming would be good to see what the numbers are like.
The 2020 Small Cities Assistance Program with a question mark, is that something that we typically get, or is that something?
You know, I don't know the future of that program, so that's why I'm not counting on any monies there.
Okay.
There's been talk at the legislature that LGA may become the Small Cities Assistance Program.
Okay.
Yeah, or they both may go along.
Yeah. So it's always hard to say, so I'm more confident than that LGA being there than road assistance or being combined it or one taking the other or what. But I'm not so sure that they'll both be there come future.
Okay. Curious.
Or if we budget for it now, maybe we should just budget four streets for a certain amount for the next 10 years. That way we don't wind up like Norwood Union Airport or any other one of those. Because we do have pretty decent streets in this town.
Yeah. Like I said, we probably look at, you know, budgeting an extra, you know, 10 to 15, somewhere in that, 10 to 12,000 a year. Kind of get us within those that high range at least. So we have our cost covered over the next 5 years. You know, and the great thing and the big bonus of that is basically, you know, there's no assessments, which we've tried to keep that. You know, that's why we've looked at this concept here of using LGA to improve streets. So yeah. that would keep us from having to, you know, at least, you know, barring any major other things that would come up, but at least allow us over the next 5 years, you know, to get a majority of the streets done without a, you know, too much of an impact to the taxpayers.
Yeah, I like that. And one of the conversations at the regional council and mayor's group has been around assessments and how they're becoming more of a popular tool to use residents aren't happy about it, but it's been a funding source that City Council is using more of.
Yeah, because I think like a lot of the surrounding areas, about 33%, they're assessing of the project back to the homeowners.
And the biggest problem you have is when you kick it in all these years. Mm-hmm. To roll over here, it's...
That's why it'd kind of be nice to get all the majority of the streets done, then kick it in and say, okay, now everybody over the years is going to pay their share. You know?
Because you just did a street that your neighbor is right around the corner, you did that street, and all of a sudden you get stopped for 33% of it. It's going to cause a little bit of hate and discontent.
Because really, after we do these streets, I think there's only like William, Martha, and would it be David? I think that would be it. Then for streets, that won't be fairly new.
And they're not big that big.
No.
Martha's just a very bad one.
Right.
That should actually be a truck road.
I agree. Because of the farm equipment too, that...
At least 7 times.
Yeah.
I don't think it is. Jacob is 7 times, and then they get 7 times that time.
I don't.
Coming through.
That's listed in here. Or not, but I'll look into that and see. They divvied that all out.
Because we got a little trucker that comes in and out of there every day. Yeah, trucks. Silage, I guess.
Yeah.
There's a lot. Not any old and large streets.
Any other thoughts on streets, or otherwise we can probably jump into the general budget?
Yep.
Anybody come up with anything new that they wanted to add into the budget? From our last meeting, and then we're going to...
All right, well, we can...
We don't need to have like street surveillance over by the ballpark or anything like that?
Not yet.
We don't need a new perch for carrier pigeons around town or anything?
So basically, just kind of going through then the, you know, the budget here. You know, I think kind of just want to again go over some of the biggest things. So like on line 78 here, you know, legal fees. You know, it's kind of one of the things that got highlighted that we're going to have to look at and consider. So before I kind of jump into it, like I said, with this budget, with a 0% increase, we have about $32,000 to the good. But, you know, that can easily be eaten up by adding some of the items in the wish list. And then also, like I said, we don't have the hall. And then we're probably looking at least, I don't know, what do you think, Scott, 10, 20 grand? With that hall, fixing that wall and overlaying that. And, you know.
Yeah, if we're sticking the machine wall in there, that's not going to be cheap.
I mean, one of the things, you know, we talked about doing the stamped concrete, but we got a bid and they wanted $4,000 just to do that little area, so I think pavers is going to be it over there.
$4,000?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, me and Greg kind of thought they didn't want the job.
Yeah, could be.
So like I said, we got 20,000 I have built into the budget now. And I, for consultant fees, I got 13, and good majority of that is just, you know, for ordinance updates for this year, next year. So we have those monies available to kind of revamp our whole ordinance, zoning ordinance, and also our regular ordinances. Just, you know, repairs and maintenance and government funds, just basically what I got built into there is our typical normal repairs and maintenance. As you can see from the year before, you know, took out the, you know, the roof, and that's all done. And just got some minor things like the bathroom here to touch up, but I've gotten, gonna get in contact with somebody to get that done this year yet. So other than that, I have no other repairs for building here. I've built in, per contract, the policing protection. So like I said, roughly about a 6.3% increase. One thing I'm still waiting on too is, you know, what the city's contribution to the relief will be. And then also made some adjustments on line 123, as I discussed at the last council meeting, for the increase in fire gear costs. And then moving along into streets, which is, here's, you know, one of the items we'll have to look at. You know, kind of some options we got there for streets is to use, you know, monies we have set aside and earmark LGA for 2020 for, you know, Jacob Street. You know, and then each year we'll revisit this five-year plan. But what we might want to consider, you know, is adding, you know, 10,000 putting away for future capital improvements for streets. Snow removal kept the same at the 11,000 higher amount. Parks and Rec, like I said, I built in there, you know, possible wage increase for our part-time maintenance. And then Hall, I do have, you know, 10 grand in there for repairs, but we may want to look at making that about 20, you know, if we got to redo that wall and pave that. So that's an option there that we may want to, you know, change that item to about 20 grand. You know, and then other things to consider, you know, like I said here, in the transfers out, maybe in the into the city savings account, maybe we want to add another 10 grand for street improvements. Maybe look at the Hall adding 10 grand. If we want to look at re-roofing the food shelter, I guess that'd be probably, it's not that big of a building, probably 5 grand, I'm thinking. What do you think, Jason? You know, I don't think it'd be that much. I mean, it's a small garage, basically, is all that is. So I can't imagine that being more than 4 or 5 grand. Unless, you know, that's something the city wants to consider if they want to go to steel shingles on that building. But that would be, you know, something we want to consider. And then, like, some of the other things, like a freezer chest that Greg was talking about. I also, as you can see in there, line 189, $2,000 is in there for equipment and capital, which could be chairs. So I think that's built into the budget. Yeah, so the only thing I really can think of is streets. And possibly building in. I mean, we can always take it out and wait a year, but I'd say we should build it in now for next year to get that food stand re-shingled. Which there, you know, that would be, so we'd add $25,000 into the budget. You know, we're still about seven grand to the good. If I pull up the our so-called wish list, we can kind of look at some of them items, if there's anything. One thing we did take out, I should note, from 18 to 19 is now that we've purchased the new bumper, there we have basically, over the next 5 years, we using the money that we were setting aside for future purchases for the payment for the 2018 bumper. And then a lot of these items are all built in there, minus this one, so. Actually, that's 8,700 now. So 13, these are built into the budget.
How many more water meters do we have left to replace?
I think we are down to the last 15. 10 to 15, I believe, so. I think it takes Greg about 40 minutes to an hour now. 40 minutes, 3 meters compared to 6 to 8. So it's quite nice. One of the things when we look at the final budget, I want to get into is when we get more in depth into the, you know, the water fund and setting the fees for water at the end of the year is maybe reducing that budget in half and still look at purchase some meters. What I'd like to do is purchase, they have these meters now that you can control and turn off the meter versus shutting off the curb stop. You know, we've kind of talked about this a little bit. You know, that I know their meters are crazy expensive at $500, I think, but they're even very hard to get right now because they're so popular. But that's cheaper than digging up curb stops at $3,000. So that's something I would like to add into, you know, the budget here when we get towards the finalizing the budget is, you know, having some money set aside to buy them meters. So any curb stops we know that aren't working that we could put them meters in. Because I know a lot of cities now are changing out to them. They're doing every meter to them. You know, streets. Like I said, I think I added an extra $1,000 into the budget for, you know, removing them trees. That was a couple of the other things we discussed. Yeah, we can look at, you know, re-roofing. A lot of those monies were built in this year. I'm trying to remember, it was about $5,000 or $6,000 to do the open shelter. So if you know the older open shelter in the park, let me see if I can pull it up quick. $6,000. See a down payment, $6,400 maybe. Yeah, so I think it was $6,400. Because we had the down payment in this one for the.
Were we thinking? I think we're talking about maxing out potentially about the electric. Electricity down at the park in regards to moving some things around or anything like that.
Yes.
That's in this year's budget for getting that sorted out, because what they're gonna do is they're gonna come in and they're gonna, well, there's a certain area there too, we need to do a little bit of patching. So we're gonna try and have them run it there so they can get that all set up and back to where it was. I think there's about $6,500 is what that's gonna cost us to get that all sorted, but we have that budgeted for this year.
How about at the hall? Do we have any need for an upgrade to our electrical panel or anything like that?
We kind of, you know, upgraded everything to breakers, you know, years ago, you know, put them switches in. I don't know if there would be any need, you know, in the basement. I know there's breakers downstairs too. But I know we changed that out because it used to be the old screw-in fuses, you know. So a while ago, we changed that. You know, the one nice thing would be to do, I don't know if it's worth the money, but one of the nice things to do at the hall would be to have switches in the bathrooms instead of run by that breaker. I don't know what that cost would be or if it'd be cost effective to, you know, get that sorted out, that it's just by light switches, so you just keep that breaker on. Because otherwise now, if you don't hit that breaker, the lights are off in the bathrooms upstairs. But you know, it's been that way for, you know, 50 years too, so.
Jim, you're still quoting on the streets and the cracks here. Is there a schedule that we're on, like every 5 years for them?
Yeah, and I have it all laid out here, so each year I look at priority and what needs to be done, but a lot of it's been done. You know, the next upcoming is, you know, if we do new streets, I try to get them, or I try to look at areas that need them. I think, like Maria and Louisa, since we're considering milling overlaying them.
What I'm getting at is, can we forego that a year? Can we drop that a year?
Yeah, it's very.
Money and put it in towards the.
That's very possible, because alls we, you know, like Donald Avenue, we did in 2012. And that on here, from what I know, is probably the, you know, the oldest. I mean, you got Sheeling Railroad, they're pretty new. That can, you know, they can wait a year to be seal coated.
For the most part, when you put a new street in, you can wait 4 or 5 years.
Right. And I think, what did they tell me? 3 to 5 years. Within 3 to 5 years after construction is what I got on my notes.
Shouldn't have been going longer than 5 years.
Yeah.
New street should be seal coated.
Yeah.
Once your oil starts drying out of your street, you want to get it replenished.
You know, because a lot of the last 3 years, we've done a good majority of the streets.
That's what I'm saying. I was trying to think here, what streets possibly need seal coating? That's why I asked.
You know, and the streets that need it are the streets we're going to be milling overlaying, so it's wasted money.
Yeah, that's what they do there.
Right.
So if we can forego that by a year, or possibly maybe even 2 years.
Yeah, because I mean, what are we looking at? 2016? Maybe, I mean, if anything, a priority would be that far parking lot. Because I couldn't tell you the last time anything's been done there. Something we may need to, you know, we can maybe reduce it, but I really think we should probably do that parking lot. That one's, you're seeing rocks, and it's, and I can't imagine that. Yeah, that one's pretty bad, to be honest. But yet, that ain't a big job. That's a pretty small job. So as long as we can coordinate it within, when they're in the area, you know.
Right. I think we should work at something like that. Because these streets we're going to do that, definitely. You don't need to be wasting money.
Yeah, and what I got in the budget, what do I got? $15,000, I think, in the budget?
Yeah.
So, you know, we could probably, I mean, I would almost think we could probably get that parking lot done for $5,000. If we keep $5,000 in there, wouldn't you think?
I would think.
So, I mean, right there, we could take that 10 grand, shift that to.
The square footage can be that much on that.
I'm pretty sure I have it in here, but I'll try to get a, let me make note and try to get a price on that. Okay. Yeah, I'll look at this year's what it was, and I'll try to measure that parking lot up and see what we're looking at.
Things they do, do it by the square yard?
I have to look to see, find out which way it is, and typically everything's done by square yard, but, yeah.
Say from the bathroom, is there somewhere you can just do a motion sensor on? So you can leave it on and then, you know, really what turn them off ever? Cause I know a lot, like, a lot of the newer buildings, they all have them, but a lot of times there are light switches, but I don't know.
The only thing there would be, because I live with all girls, they're in there doing their makeup for a wedding or whatever, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the lights go off.
But there's gotta be some kind of timer on them.
Right. I mean, I'm sure you can put a time, any time limit on it, but what do you, I don't know. Because I know what you're getting at, cause even at home, my kids don't know what off means. So I've gone to the Google light switches. And I have all, basically all the bedrooms on timers and even the basement, cause they constantly leave lights in the basement overnight. So now I can just say, hey, Google, turn off basement lights, you know? I mean, so, yeah. But it's that. Yeah, it's something to look at, yeah, definitely. Even there, by putting light switches in to say they turn off at 2 o'clock, so they don't leave them on till we do rounds, you know, I mean, there's.
Anything else we want to bake into the budget, or have staff get this information on them?
Yeah, I'd say now is kind of the time to do it, to add it in. I mean, I'm just looking at.
From the open shed at the food stand, you think that's pretty cool. Thank you.
Just kind of looking at. And then it was 1420 is kind of what I have. I'd have to double check, see what. It's roughly about $1,500 to replace out the LED lights at the water treatment plant here. And then I think everything would be LED now, you know, minus, I think, maybe down in the bicentennial part. Just on the buildings, whatever's on the buildings. Otherwise, I think like the flagpole and the monument, that's all switched over to LED. Same with up here. So, yeah. You know, that was another thing we always talked about trying to do each year. Mm-hmm. One other thing add into the budget is it's just crazy. We had $1,000 in for a softener for this year. And I might even be able to find monies to get this done this year yet. But we had $1,000 in the budget, and Greg said it's gonna be about $2,000 because it's commercial. And I'm like, really? We pay double just because it's commercial? So that's kind of. And I'm like, well, you probably use less water at the hall than a person does in their home. <You know? laughs> But yet, per code, you gotta have a commercial water softener.
It is what it is.
Yeah, because then, you know, hopefully, end of this year, we're getting prices right now. Redoing the hall flooring, which we talked about last meeting. You know, feel free to help me out. I'm not 100% on everything, but we try to you know, do the walkthrough and think of things. You know, and something may look good now, and 6 months may be, you know, shot too, but... like I say, knock on wood.
Well, I hate to do too much because then the next councilor comes in and says, she's saying what them guys are spending all the money on.
Yeah, well, if you have no repairs, that's saying something. You know, because really the last 3-4 years, done a lot of repairs. I mean, lots of, you know, all the roofs have been done and flooring in the hall and...
I think we concentrate on our streets, the things that everybody uses. Number one priority, I would say, and I'm working on from
the... Yeah, that, and I think the other, you know, I hate to have the discussion too, besides them two items, is, you know, legal fees. You know, unfortunately, that's a big one we got to take into consideration, too.
Isn't Mark going to kind of give us an idea? I mean, I know they can't be precise, but
yeah, get us in the ballpark. 30 to 50.
That 20,000 is a big range in
there. Well, the last time we had to use their services, it was what?
5,000? Yeah.
And I can imagine this one's going to be a bigger bill. There's more moving parts in this one than there was in the last time.
You know, one thing we can consider as far as with legal fees, is so it doesn't look so astronomical, is we are sitting healthy cash flow wise. So, I mean, we're sitting at, you know, close to that, you know, 50. I'll have to look again at the cash flow for next meeting too. I was going to do that and I forgot. You know, to see where we're at before we finalize this cash flow, what percentage we are for funding ratio. And if we're healthy there, we can look at using possibly some reserves to cover. You know, we may still want to bump it, but, you know, instead of bumping it 40 grand, maybe we bump it 20 grand and look at maybe using 10, 20 of reserves, which I know we have for sure. I know we have that much, but I'd like to get a more different number on cash flow.
Yeah,
you know,
there's two things we're not
funding gonna, ratio.
We're probably not going to be real certain on that. Number one, it's snow removal.
Yeah.
If we don't budget enough for that, we're going to get nailed hard this winter.
Right.
We had a lot of rain this summer, and we're talking the Farmer's Almanac and stuff, and a lot of snow, so that, and then the legal fees, it's two things that are pretty much unpredictable, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it could be little, I mean, they could settle, we could sit down and settle, we could go through the whole shebang, and then appeal process, and who knows, I mean, I don't know where that's going to go. That I can't predict. I mean, really, I kind of feel I shouldn't even have to get to that point, but unfortunately, that's where we're heading.
Anything else, guys? Players, which you want to look into or consider?
So, kind of what we discussed, just kind of quick wrap up, and if anybody has anything else, jump in, but maybe we reduce seal coating down to 5,000, earmark it for that east parking lot, take that 10,000, put it towards future capital, bump up, maybe add in the re-roofing, and then whatever we have left, take that and throw that into, so what is that, what have we moved? Maybe 5,000-6,000 and add 20-25 into legal fees. And even with that, we're probably close to no increase. And like I said, then we can look at that and then maybe say, okay, we may want to push a 10-20 grand. Could we you know, get to finalize it. I mean, I always feel we should, you know, go a little higher because, you know, September to December, yeah. So it would also, it'd be nice to be able to cover our budget and keep it down, especially if we have a referendum looming too, if we can keep taxes down. Would be a good time to do it too. It's always a good time to do it, I guess. But, you know, sometimes the
it makes more sense than others.
Universe doesn't allow us.
All right, well, let's, you know, keep thinking if there's a need that we set down for a need.
Can you talk to us about that retaining wall? Did you talk about, or what was that for? What were we going to make contact with?
Treble.
Just Treble.
But trying to get anybody to come out right now is like pulling teeth. For a month and a half, I've been trying to get another bid on the park. I've gotten one, and hopefully I get another one, but once I get that one, then I think we'll do that. And so, but yeah, it's been, you know, on a side note, I heard, I think Lois got someone for framing now, so. Going out of Mankato, so hopefully we'll see progress going on there too yet.
Did we pay anything for the farm yet?
We did.
Did you pay it all?
Did we pay, I think we have, don't quote me on it, I think 12,000 yet that we owe her.
Yeah.
So once.
Well, hold that back because they've got seeded and nothing
more. Right, so.
It's got to be regained with all the rain. So we'll have to set up the GPS and get the doors with the GPS and. Any place but hammer, they don't care to shoot that one because they inspect it again.
Well, and I think, you know, before we sign anything over that we're taking over, we want to cross our T's and dot our I's on that project too, so.
I was down there the other day, that heavy rain, and the water did. You could see where it went into the skimmer. There was trash laying on top of it.
Yeah.
Where it ran into 6-inch wind.
Well, it was a lake for a while, but then they went down there. And
there's a lot of water that comes down there.
Yeah.
That 6-inch is big enough to handle it. That's what we have. I looked at my rain gauge that morning and I had dumped it out. And for that week, when it was raining that morning, I just went out and looked. I could see the water was running out on top of it. And that was over 5 inches.
So I heard it only 5.
Huh?
I heard it only 5, but
yeah. Mine goes up to 5 inches and was running over the top.
Okay. Hmm. So don't be afraid to drive through town and see if me and Greg missed anything. You know, and I keep telling Greg and the rest of the staff that they see something, let us know. You know, so basically, kind of next Tuesday is what we'd be looking at setting the levy.
Cool. Any other thoughts?
I move to close the budget workshop.
Second to close budget workshop for September 17th, 2019 for Hammond City Council at 7:50. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?